Hi guys, it's Bree again with another healthy discussion. I'm going to start recording these every Tuesday, or recording and posting these every Tuesday and Thursday. I just wanted to let you guys know, if you had any questions, concerns, comments, or whatever, I can be reached via email, deltagirl333@gmail.com. On Facebook, Breanne Harris. On Instagram, coach_Bree_Harris. And on Twitter, @BreeHarris. But anyway, I want to talk about the unhealthy habits that we pass on to our children. Now, most of you know, as parents, that we have kids who are, in most cases, they are picky eaters. They're weird about textures, tastes, colors, smells, whatever. While that is normal, exploration for children is normal, what is not normal is to cave into their desire to engage in unhealthy, well, not so healthy foods. Like, okay, they won't eat broccoli or baked chicken or whatever, so I'll just get them pizza a couple days out the week. Or not even getting them pizza, I'll just buy these frozen meals, these processed frozen meals, and just give that to them just for the sake of them eating something. That's not good. Number one, because that's all they know, and they grow up only eating what you've introduced them to. And then the eating habits that they form as children, they take into adulthood. I remember growing up, my mom cooked, and we had a protein, a carb, and a vegetable, and you ate, or you had the option to starve. And there were some things as a child that I did not like. I do not like peas. I do not like beets. but my parents had other healthier options to give me and my sisters. You know, we like carrots, we like cucumbers, we like salad. My sisters can't stand tomatoes, but they'll eat peas and, you know, carrots and kale and whatnot. Same thing for me. I hate beets. I hate the smell of them. I hate the fact that they stain. But, you know, I enjoy my spinach. I enjoy kale and carrots and, you know, other different avocados, other different types of vegetables. The biggest question that I got with my children is, well, how do you get them to eat their vegetables? Well, my first response is always, well, I'm the one buying the groceries. Your children, one, should not dictate what's on the menu for everybody else in the house. That creates another unhealthy habit of entitlement, but that's a whole other podcast for a whole other day. And secondly, if they're weird about textures and taste and smell, find something that they like that appeals to their palate that's healthy. If they like crunchy stuff, get them raw baby carrots and maybe some sort of homemade dipping sauce. If they prefer softer things, maybe saute some collard greens or some spinach and add a little seasoning. My kids really like salt. I'm not going to give them salt every day because I don't eat salt every day. So what I did was to get them to eat their broccoli and their cucumbers and whatnot. I bought the Bragg's amino, God, I can't think of the name. It's the amino acids. And it's a healthier equivalent to soy sauce. It's salty. They love it. Every time I put it on their broccoli or their cucumbers, they tear them up because it appeals to that salty taste that they desire. As far as the sweets go, yes, I allow them to indulge you know, in the ice cream and the cookies. We go to a birthday party, a family get together. You know, I don't outright deny them because I also want them to learn balance. You know, it's okay to have a cupcake or a slice of cake, but if you have a craving for something sweet, get a banana, get an apple, you know, make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a peanut butter and preserve sandwich. There are, you know, other ways around satisfying your craving other than grabbing a handful of Oreos or fixing a large cereal bowl of ice cream. So, my daughter really loves her strawberries, and my son is, he loves bananas. He loves apples. They really like, you know, smoothies and whatnot. So I make sure that they learn that they know that there are other options. And also, kids only know what you teach them. So if you teach them that vegetables and eating healthy is nasty, they're going to grow up thinking that. If you teach them that it's okay to eat healthy and have a little sweet indulgence, then they grow up learning balance. Okay, you can't, I think we don't do our kids justice when we don't teach them how to take care of themselves from the time they're little. And you know, honestly, if you start them off with vegetables when they're just beginning to eat solid table food, like they're chewing and, you know, they're sitting upright, and they'll enjoy it as they get older. And then the issue of getting them to eat those things is not there. If they're weird about textures and smells and colors, you know, ask them, talk to them. Well, do you like the crunchy orange carrots or do you want the crunchy green cucumbers? Make it a game, you know, make it fun. You know, if you're in the kitchen, as long as there's nothing hot or sharp around, you know, have them help you pick out what to put in the fruit salad and, you know, introduce them to different fruits and show them how cool it is, you know, and how good it tastes and how sweet it tastes. And kids, they enjoy engagement like that, and they enjoy when we make things like eating fun. Same thing with exercise. My kids sometimes, if I'm not lifting and throwing around weights, they join me in the basement and they do cardio. Now granted, they don't do it the whole time because they have attention spans of gnats, and they're children. I expect that. But they'll come, they might start off with a stretch and jump around, and they'll leave and go play, and then they'll come back and do some more, and then they'll finish the cool down with me. But I'm teaching them healthy physical and eating habits. You have to eat properly in order to feel good and look good. And these are things that they'll carry into adulthood, whether they follow my lifestyle or not. They know better. So, you know, parents, if you have issues with my kid, he'll eat broccoli and carrots, but he won't eat peas. Okay, well, maybe just focus on broccoli and carrots, or introduce him or her to celery. That's another crunchy texture. Add a little peanut butter on it. Make it fun. Make it engaging. But if you teach your kids to eat junk, they're going to eat junk. And then they're going to take those same unhealthy habits into adulthood. And you're going to wonder why your son or daughter is not even 30. But they're suffering from diabetes, joint issues, gout. I just was reading one of my personal training texts. Unhealthy habits even contribute to glaucoma, you know, things like that. And that's not kosher for somebody that young to be so close to terminal medical conditions. So, you know, and it's okay, you know, if they, like I said, indulge in cupcakes and cookies every now and again, but it should be restrictions on that. Those should only be special occasions, like family get-togethers, or even maybe save that kind of stuff, you know, for the weekend. You know, I relax a little with my kids on the weekend, you know, because, you know, not in school, we don't really have much to do. It's kind of our time to unwind and cool out. So yeah, I let them fix some ice cream and some cookies and stuff, but it also gives them something to look forward to. It teaches them discipline and the art of learning to wait. So a lot of teaching our kids how to eat and how to move around contributes to a lot of other factors. Them learning to wait, them learning how to play in with other children, how to communicate. I don't like this, but I like this. I don't learn how to make decisions. You know, I don't care for peas, but I really enjoy celery and peanut butter. So, you know, and it's also when you engage your children in what they like to eat and stuff, it's also a cool way for them to spend quality time with you and kind of, you know, you get to know them a little bit better. They get to know you a little bit better. Like, you know, my kids are shocked. Mommy, you don't like No, mommy doesn't like everything. I buy things that I like, but they're healthy things. So, you know, just keep that in mind. Watch the unhealthy habits that you pass on to your children. As a parent, it is your responsibility to make sure that they are on the path of a long life of success and, you know, prosperity. It is your responsibility to make sure they have the tools that they need to be successful as adults. You know, so set the standard. And it's never too late. If you have older kids, well, I can't get them. No. It's never too late. Because if they see that you enjoy it, if they see you, you know, cutting up a fruit salad or eating your vegetables, or if they see you down on the floor sweating it out, then they're going to want to do that too. That's going to be normal behavior. So we want to normalize healthy and natural and teach them how to stay away from bad habits. My kids ask me all the time, Mommy, how come you don't buy us McDonald's? Because it's junk. That's why. And if I'm going to feed you outside of our house, I'm going to spend the money on food that's not only going to taste good, but it's going to give you nutrients. And it's fresh. You know, it's hand made from scratch. I'm not going to feed you garbage because I'm not going to feed myself garbage. And I know a lot of times moms and dads, we just get bogged down by so much activity during the day and we feel like there's not enough time to cook. Spend a Saturday or Sunday, you know, meal prepping. You know, make a big pot of something. Healthy, of course. And that's what you guys eat for the week. Keep some snacks on hand that you can just grab, you know, to keep them from whining and complaining about being hungry. And just for yourself, too. I'm going to start a habit of keeping bottled water in the car. Just so we can, you know, as a family, just start drinking more water and stay hydrated, especially this time of year with the temperatures getting hot and the kids wanting to go to parks and festivals and all that other stuff. So, you know, just do that, you know, plan ahead. You know, keep snacks on hand. You know, make a big meal that you can eat on during the week, and or make a couple of side dishes, and then, you know, just whip up a protein real quick. You know, and, you know, do things like so. It's a way around everything. You know, but yeah, make sure, you know, we giving our babies the best healthy habits that they could carry on into adulthood, and let them know there's other options outside of the drive-thru. And like I said, if they see you working hard to stay healthy and be the very best you, then that's going to motivate them to do the same thing. So keep in mind our kids and what they see, and they mock what they see. So just, you know, keep in mind passing on those healthy habits. I'll be back Tuesday with another topic. I don't know yet. I just make these up off the top of my skull. But again, if you have any questions about, you know, my nutrition, what I do, you can email me, deltagirl333@gmail.com. I'm Breanne Harris on Facebook, @BreeHarris on Twitter, and Coach_Bree_Harris on Instagram. All right, you guys have a blessed night, and I will see you Tuesday.